Audio Jungle.
Welcome to the episode of Tech Driven Learning. I'm your host, Shane Marie Bungkas, and today we're exploring an interesting topic, the important function of technology in modern education. Joining me are my guests, Ms. Bel Verdida and Ms. Angela Mendiola. Hey guys!
Hey everyone! Excited to discuss this important subject?
Absolutely! Technology has truly transformed the way we learn and teach.
Certainly! Today, we're looking at what education would be like without technology, the importance of technology in education, and how it's revolutionized online learning. Without further ado, let's dive right in. In a world increasingly dominated by screens and devices, it's hard to imagine what education would look like without technology. But let's take a moment to step back and explore this idea with our very known guests for today. All right. They will be joining me in looking back and explore our question for today, what would education be like if we strip away all digital tools? Technology has become an increasingly important part of our lives. We use it to stay connected with our friends and family, to learn new things, and to get work done. But what would happen if we took technology out of the classroom?
Yes, some people argue that technology is a distraction that prevents students from learning. They say that students are spending too much time on their phones and computers and not enough time paying attention to their teachers.
And others argue that technology can be a valuable tool for learning. They say that it can help students to access information, collaborate with others, and learn at their own pace.
So, what's the answer? Is technology a help or a hindrance to education? In this episode, we'll be talking to experts on both sides of the issues. We'll discuss the pros and cons of using technology in the classroom, and we'll try to come to a consensus on whether or not technology is a good thing for education.
Okay. Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. We can't wait to explore and delve into our topic for today.
Yeah, actually, it is an interesting topic because as we all know, technology is a part of our lives already. We can't live without technology, I would say.
That's true. I actually think so. But what if there's no technology in the first place? Like, picture a classroom devoid of laptops, tablets, and interactive whiteboards. Instead, students would rely on traditional methods of learning such as textbooks, papers, and pencils. What can you say about it? Would it be easy for teachers to teach students without using any gadgets?
As much as I wanted to say no, because students nowadays having a hard time concentrating to their studies because of playing online games. But we can't deny the fact how technology makes our lives easier, especially for teachers. Teachers who deliver lessons using chalkboards and verbal instruction can be very engaging students in lively discussion and hands-on activities.
Yeah, we can do that. But just thinking about the negative impact of technology to students, also, the thought of too much screen time is too bad for students. Maybe it is better for teachers to just stick to the traditional.
Oh yeah. Without technology, students may spend more time outdoors, conducting experiments in nature, or exploring the world around them. They sharpen their critical thinking skills by solving problems without the aid of search engines or calculators, fostering a deeper understanding of content.
Maybe.
Right? So, what do you think will happen if technology doesn't exist, especially in the field of education?
This has been a discussion of whether or not technology is making difference in learning, and whether or not we should use it in schools. This discussion takes place on teacher-to-teacher level, as well as administrative level. It occurs on primary, secondary, and higher education levels. It may be time to shift the discussion to what we need our kids to learn and how they will implement the learning in our cultures and continue to learn as the lifelong learners which we educators supposedly strive to make them to be.
The more we learn about learning, the farther we seem to be getting away from the primary teaching lessons of the past. Lectures, although necessary, are no longer the focus of the teaching methodology. Today's method seems to be relying on more collaborative and authentic learning. Actually, doing and making, as opposed to having descriptions and theories delivered by lecturers, is a shift which is taking place in education today. Critical thinking, always addressed to some extent in learning, is now becoming more prominent in education.
Now that we have seen how the needs of society have structured the needs of skills for students, and now that we have seen how the needs of education have structured the changes and methodology to address those skills, we now need to consider for the best way to deliver access to information for curation, analysis, understanding, communicating, and creating. For that direction, let us consider what tools are used by industry, business, banking, and the arts. If the answer is technology, why is there any debate about why? And how much technology should play a role in education?
Yes, good teachers can teach without technology. But to what end? If the students will need to master technology to compete or even exist in technology-driven environment, there are no choices for educators to make here. If we are educating our children to live and thrive in the world, we cannot limit them to what we were limited in our world. As things change and evolve, so must education. As educators, we have a professional obligation to change as well. We must retain a sense of relevance, and that requires effort. Relevance does not come to us as we sleep in the night. Educators need to employ the very skills they are passing along their students.
And actually, they need to curate, collaborate, communicate, critical think, and create. All of this is best accomplished through the use of tools of technology. And education without technology does not prepare our students for the skills that their real world require. Technology should be present everywhere in education, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, correct.
But we can't deny the fact that technology really gives negative impact to all of us. It gives a really bad effect to our whole being, especially to our health, if we don't limit ourselves to technology. Digital technology has completely changed the world for the good and the bad. The disadvantage that technology has brought and will bring in the future is that people will rely on it too much. Books are becoming non-existent, people are not communicating face-to-face, we're no longer using paper and pencils, and social media is taking over the world. However, it is up to the adults to monitor and limit the use of computers, TV, mobile phones, and video games. But personally, would you think that you will survive even without technology? Or have you ever wondered what would happen to us in this lifetime without these gadgets?
For me, no, I think, because technology has become part of our lives every day. Every day we use this not just to communicate, but also to get updated to whatever happenings around us.
I never have wondered about living without gadgets, but I'm curious about what it would be for all of us without any gadgets at hand. Like, isn't it exciting to know what will be our life if ever there is no gadgets at all? Will we be able to survive? Will our land will prosper and improve? How about you?
I actually don't know. I don't imagine living this world without gadgets. Like, it's been our life ever since. And knowing how technology improves really makes our lives even more easier. But the other side, who wouldn't want to know, right? If ever one day we can't use our gadgets or any technology, how can we survive each day?
We wouldn't know.
Yeah. We were really grateful that technology exists and helped us every day.
Yes, but what about the drawbacks? Without technology, access to information could be limited, and students from disadvantaged backgrounds might struggle to keep up. Teachers would need to adapt their teaching methods to accommodate diverse learning styles, relying on creativity and innovation to engage their students. And especially nowadays, we're in a new normal, where technology became our number one option for educational system.
Yes, I agree, because embracing modern technology enables you to stay current with the latest advancements and developments across various aspects of life. It is also the path to avoid being left behind.
And also, it offers flexibility and accessibility that traditional learning methods might not provide. It allows learners to access a wide variety of courses from anywhere in the world, making education more inclusive.
Yes. There's something nostalgic and refreshing about the idea of education without technology. It harkens back to a simpler time when learning was more tangible and human connection was paramount. Perhaps, in our digital age, we can find ways to integrate the best of both worlds, blending traditional teaching methods with modern technology to create a well-rounded educational experience. And that wraps up our remarkable discussion about the role of technology in education. It is clear that while technology has transformed learning, it also introduces fresh challenges and issues. And as we navigate this digital world, we must find a balance between utilizing technology's benefits and keeping the core aspects of education that make it timely.
Absolutely. It's been eye-opening to consider how schooling may look without our preferred devices. Let us remember that technology should improve our educational experiences and not replace it.
Well said. As we conclude, we encourage our listeners to reflect on their own experiences with technology and education. How has it impacted your positive belief? What challenges have you faced? Let's continue this conversation and strive to optimize the use of technology in our own pursuit of knowledge.
Thank you to our insightful guests for sharing your perspectives. And to our listeners, we hope you enjoy today's episode of Tech-Driven Learning. Stay tuned for more engaging discussion and the exciting intersection of technology and education. Until next time, keep embracing the digital revolution in learning. This has been your host, Shane Marie Bungkas, signing out. Remember, whether it's bias or books, the journey of learning continues. Bye!
Bye!
Audio Jungle.